94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
It's not his, your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job?
Hey, here we go. One of our favorite games here. Melinda in Bordentown is on the line. Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good. Oh, y'all, she said.
Yeah, I kind of like that. You know, it's one of those things you pick up somewhere along the line.
Oh, true. Interesting. I wonder if that has anything to do with your job.
Okay, Melinda, one thing about Chris is that she looks into everything when we play this game, so it's fine.
I become and I'm a sure detective. You know that. All right, so you're going to tell us your yearly salary. So crazy, right? Who talks about their salaries?
Melinda.
But we do. And then we're going to ask you some yes or no questions to get, you know, our listeners closer to what you do. And then they're going to call in and guess. Okay, that's how it works.
Okay.
So you tell us right now, the big reveal. How much do you make a year, Melinda?
I make $58,000 a year.
Ooh, you go. $58,000 a year. Okay. We're going to start asking you some yes or no questions. This has kind of become my go-to question recently, but I feel like it's a good one.
Okay.
Is this a full-time job?
It is.
Okay. So yes.
Okay. Do you work in a quiet setting? Like an office?
I do work in a quiet setting.
Okay. So like maybe like an office, like a quiet office. I'm thinking like not heavy machinery around her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So quiet.
Okay.
Do you have set hours?
I do have set hours.
You do, yes. Okay.
Do you typically work one-on-one with customers of some sort?
I do work one-on-one, and I also sometimes work in groups.
Mm,
okay.
That's interesting. So, okay. And let's see, one more question for me. Do you dress up for your job?
I don't dress up, but I do wear a business-type attire.
Oh.
Okay, so somewhere in the middle. So not like full pantsuits, but not t-shirt and shorts.
Exactly.
Oh, wow, okay. You're getting all kinds of stuff out of her.
I know. Okay. I love it. All right. Last question. Do you have to be very organized for your job?
I have to keep the organization of the job in place.
Okay, great.
I love it.
I know. Me too. All right, I think that's it.
Okay. All right, so we're going to put you on hold. We're going to open the phones. We'll have our listeners call in and see if they can guess what you do, okay?
Sounds like fun.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
I love when they don't play our yes or no game.
No, it's...
Like, I love when they bend the rules because we get even more clues.
But yeah, and that's the best because now we can actually... Sometimes I feel defeated from this game. I think we all know this.
I got to be honest. I'm very good at it. Yeah. I don't really have a guess yet, but okay, phones are ringing. You got to call in right now. You know, if you get it right today, you're going to see Six at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Six the Musical. So cool. All right. So give us a call. Six. We're playing What's My Job on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. I love this game.
Oh, I'm so bad at this game.
I love trying to figure things out. Yeah, you are pretty bad at this.
I'm just a bandwagon fan. Like, I just, whatever somebody says, I'm like, that sounds good.
I got to be honest. I don't really have a clear guess yet. So, I don't know. Let's go to the phone. So, okay, here's the deal first. Melinda Bordentown told us that she makes 58 grand a year.
Yeah.
We, you know, did our job and asked her some yes or no questions to get you some clues. She does work full time. She does work in a quiet setting. You had talked about, is it like machinery and stuff? She's no, quiet setting.
Right.
There are set hours. She does work sometimes one-on-one with people, sometimes with groups. She was breaking all the rules. She was giving us all kinds of explanations.
But I love that.
Yeah. I asked her if she dressed up for her job. She said, no, not really, but then said she goes in business casual.
Right.
Which I think that is kind of dressed up.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
But not like, she's not wearing a dress, I guess, every day to work.
Right,
I mean?
But you can.
And she does organize things at work.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Vinny in Hamilton is on the line. All right, then, what's your guess? Are you there, Vinny? Can we hear you? Can you hear us?
Oh, I'm here. Good morning.
There
Hello?
You go.
There you are. Were you getting coffee instead of paying attention?
Good morning. Good morning. I think she's a tutor, actually.
A tutor. That's a good guess.
All right. Hang on the line in case you're the winner, because remember, we got 60 musical tickets in Philly, so hang right there. Let's go to Landon in Delran. Landon, what's your guess?
I'm thinking she's a guidance counselor.
Guidance counselor. All right, you hang on, too, just in case you're right. Ashley is in Northeast Philly. Hey, Ash, good morning. What's your guess?
I'm guessing librarian.
A librarian.
Oh, a librarian. Well, that would definitely be quiet, right?
True.
Okay, you hang right there, too. And last week, I have Kim in New Egypt on the line. Hey, Kim, good morning. What's your guess?
Hi, good morning. I think a tour guide.
Tour guide.
Organizes trips for that.
Oh, and okay. One-on-one, sometimes in groups. That's a good guess, too.
A tour guide. All right, hang right there.
All right.
Gianna, any guesses in the app chat?
Nikki and Jackson said maybe a banker. I'm seeing Melissa and Abington said a medical office manager. I'm seeing, state administrator from Quincy and Burlington. I'm kind of seeing guesses all over the place here.
Okay. All right, let's get Melinda back on. She's going to reveal what her job is. Hey, Melinda.
Yes, I'm here.
Let me first ask you, did you hear your job in any of the guesses? Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Ooh.
Somebody got it right. Oh, gosh. Now, this is when we normally make our guesses. God, I got to be honest. I'm kind of out in left field today.
I know.
I am going to guess. I'm going to guess a guidance counselor.
You know what? I was actually going to pick that, too. So I'll go with Nikki and Jackson. I'm going to say banker.
A banker. All right. Melinda, this is your big reveal time. What's your job?
I am a librarian.
No, are a librarian.
Ashley in Northeast Philly got it right.
Congratulations. Let's bring Ashley on. Ashley, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Woo, way to go. Woo. Like, what clued you into that? The whole quiet thing?
Actually, my daughter in the back seat was like, Mom, she's a librarian. I was like, I think you're right.
No, I love it.
No way. Well, that was a great guess. You've just won a pair of tickets to go see Six the Musical in Philly.
I'm very excited.
Yes. The Tony Award-winning musical Six hits the Academy of Music September 30th through October 5th. From Tudor queens to pop queens, the six wives of Henry VIII turn their heartbreak into a celebration of 21st century girl power. Tickets are on sale now for everyone else at EnsembleArtsPhilly.org. All right, do me a favor, Ashley. Hold on. We need some info from you.
Hey there. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. So the very first cell phone free bar just opened. Would you go?
No. Anyway.
I got to be honest. I know you might be surprised at this, but I don't think I'd go either.
No.
I think we wouldn't go for different reasons.
Yeah. But it's not like I'm sitting and scrolling on my phone at the bar, but I just think, honestly, a safety thing. I want my phone. And also, if something happens that's dramatic, I want to be able to text somebody. I just feel like sometimes they have those touch-tune jukeboxes.
Yeah, how are you going to do that? How are you going to request a song?
How am I going to play touch-tunes?
How are you going to call your Uber at the end of the night?
True.
Seriously.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know about that they have to be locked up. I don't know if there can be something where you put them off to the side and you promise not to touch it for an hour or so. But like those of us with kids, moms, I don't think you're going far without your cell phone.
Right.
I'm not going to be.
Yeah, that's like when you go to a comedy show or something like that, they will lock up your phone. The last time I went, you put your phone in an envelope and they bring it to the front counter and then they bring your table's phones back at the end.
Yeah, I got to be honest. And I know a lot of you are like rolling your eyes, whatever, but I'm not good with that.
I don't blame you.
I'm not good with that.
It's not because you want to sit and scroll on TikTok and avoid talking to your friends. It's a safety thing.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
And I know like generations lived without it and everybody lived and they're fine, but we don't do that anymore.
Right. And this isn't 1975. Yeah. Okay. Right.
And I want to be connected to my kids, my husband, my family.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. So two thumbs down.
Yeah. From us. We're not going there.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, here we go. 5-day winning streak for Chris. Not bad.
I'm getting back to it.
Right? Are you feeling good about that 5-day?
Yeah, okay, good. Feeling good.
We have Jay in Monroe. Hey, Jay, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We hear you have some help in the car this morning.
Oh, no. You do?
I've got my 12-year-old son, Monic, and my 9-year-old daughter, Gia.
Oh, man. They're ready. I am in trouble now.
All right, guys. We're going to kick Chris out of here. Chris, say goodbye.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
All right, we're kicking Chris out of here. We're going to give you those three questions. Answer them the best that you can, and then Chris will come back and answer the same. We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. First question. Today is actor Chase Stokes' birthday. He recently just split from his longtime girlfriend, but who is it? I'll give you a hint. She's a country singer.
Oh, God. What's her last name? Ballerini.
Talk it out. It may start with a K, her first name.
Kelsey?
You want to lock in Kelsey Ballerini? I'm going to stop you there.
Lock it in.
All right, let's do it. I didn't want you to talk anymore. That was good. All right, here we go. Second question. Sofia Vergara had to skip the Emmys this year due to a trip to the ER. She starred as Gloria Pritchett on which 2000 sitcom?
I know this one. Modern Family. Lock it in.
All right, let's do it. Third and final question. You guys are almost done. A brand new season of Dancing with the Stars airs tonight. This one may be a little tough. What is the name of the trophy the winners get on the show every season?
Oh, my God.
How come we couldn't get a sports question?
They're asking, how come we get a sports question?
Sorry. You guys got to talk it out a little bit.
I have no idea. You guys have any idea? We're just going to say the Dancer of the Year Award.
Do you want to lock it in?
It in. Sure.
Let's do it. We are going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Be Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
All right. Their answers are all locked in.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. First question for Chris. Let's jump into it. Today is actor Chase Stokes' birthday. He recently just split from his longtime girlfriend, but who is it?
Yeah, we talked about them. Kelsey Ballerini.
You both said Kelsey Ballerini. You guys are both correct. All right, second question. Sofia Vergara had to skip the Emmys this year due to a trip to the ER.
Did you hear about that?
Crazy.
She got some weird eye allergy at the last minute.
She starred as Gloria Pritchett on which 2000 sitcom?
Modern Family.
You both said Modern Family. You're both correct.
Good job, guys.
Such a great show. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Third and final question. A brand new season of Dancing with the Stars airs tonight. What is the name of the trophy the winners get on the show every season?
I knew it would pay off that I watched this so much. Didn't always admit to watching it, but I always watched it. The Mirrorball Trophy.
So Jay and the kids locked in Dancer of the Year Award. They weren't sure.
Oh.
Mirrorball Trophy is correct, which means Chris has officially beaten you guys today. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We're big fans, and so we'll get you next time, Chris.
Oh, all right. You're coming back for revenge. I'll take it.
We got to hear that phrase of Shane, though, guys.
Yeah, who's saying it? Which one of you?
I'll say. My name is Jay from Monroe, and with Monica and Gia, we can't beat Chris.
I love it.
I'll see you guys again.
Yeah, this isn't the end for you guys.
Sounds good.
Just for playing with us, you got a pair of tickets to see Renee Rapp at Madison Square Garden, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Renee Rapp brings the Bite Me Tour to Madison Square Garden on September 29th. Tickets are on sale now at reneerapp.com. Hang on.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So after the Eagles-Chiefs game on Sunday night, God, you'd think like Travis and Pat Mahomes would be tired, right? I mean, they're all angry during the game and working their butts off, right?
Literally.
But they were partying. They were spotted afterwards at Patrick's 30th birthday party at Pat and Trav's new steakhouse. It's 1587 Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Kane Brown was there too. He posted on Instagram. We've got it up for you on our Instagram. It's the 94.5 PST Instagram story. You can check it out. And they look happy as could be.
No,
you know
I know.
What I mean? Like, they're just like chilling at a party afterwards. They looked all like angry. Trav was mad after that game. You know what I mean?
He gets over it
quick, I guess. So Zoe Kravitz and Harry Styles spotted in Rome getting all cozy. Are you okay with this?
I am okay with this. Okay. I like them together.
Really?
I do.
I think they're an odd couple.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know Harry like you do, though, so.
Yeah, no, I like them together.
Interesting. So I know you're obsessed with, or actually your fiance is obsessed with Little Debbie's, those cakes, right?
Those zebra cakes.
Oh, it's just the zebra cake?
He loves it. Well, I like the cosmic brownies and the strawberry shortcake rolls. Mm,
those cosmic brownies are good.
They're so good.
So there's a new product this year, but here's the thing. You can't eat the product this year. It's a Little Debbie's Christmas tree cake. You know, they have the Christmas tree cake?
Yeah.
You can get an inflatable for your yard for the holidays.
Wait, that's awesome. I love that.
I knew you were going to like that. Did you hear about the Ryan Fest? Oh, the Ry- no, it was the Rytoberfest.
No.
You didn't see this yesterday? This was everywhere yesterday. I was like cracking up. So hundreds of people named Ryan gathered in New York for a Ryan-tober-fest.
That is bizarre.
There was people that, there were Ryans from as far away as Australia.
Oh, my God.
It's a Ryan meetup. It's a national organization for everyone named Ryan.
Oh,
you know,
God.
When I was in high school, they had a Jen club. A Jen and, no, there was a guy, a Michael. The Jen and Michael Club.
What?
Because there were so many people named Jen and so many people named Michael that it was just a funny, like, club they had.
That's actually really funny.
Isn't that funny? So, yeah, there was Ryan-toberfest in New York recently. And IHOP just launched their first ever value menu.
Oh.
So McDonald's now isn't the only one. So you can get meals started only $6 from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the week.
Oh, wow.
Four new value meals. There's breakfast faves, French toast faves, ham and cheese omelets, and the house scramble.
Wow.
So go check it out. All right, there's the scoop. Do you want tears when you're getting proposed to? That's what we want to know. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. So we just found out that Travis cried when he proposed to Taylor. I don't think it was gushing tears. I think he said, remember?
He said, I shed a tear.
I shed a few tears, he said. Something like that. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. But I think anything beyond a few tears, get yourself together.
I think I would have to disagree. I want...
So you know Gianna's getting married.
I am getting married. And I want tears, sniffles, snot running down.
No, you don't.
I know I kind of do.
Because you're going to look at your pictures and you're going to be like, oh.
And look at how moved that man was. Because you know what? I didn't get tears during the proposal, and you know, and I understand why. You know, we were in a public park. He was so nervous; he was shaking. That's normal.
He was literally trembling.
Yeah,
that's so cute too.
But a tear would have been nice.
Oh my God,
that
Gianna.
Means that I have done my job.
So we spent a lot of time down the shore this summer, and we saw proposals because everybody loves that cute proposal on the beach, right? I think the most fun ones that we saw were the couples like laughing and, you know, like so shocked. She was like, oh, my God. We saw one. She was like, oh, my gosh. And she had like her hands over her face. And he was down on one knee probably saying like, all right, can you say something so I can get up? You know what I mean? Like they were so cute. And there were no tears.
My friend.
There were no tears.
My friend. Just.
I wouldn't mind a few tears. But not gushing tears.
My friend just got engaged on the beach a few months ago. And I wasn't there, but I had friends who were there. And they said that her fiance was just like, he was professing his love, like crying.
But,
and they were like, it was the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I love it.
And
I just don't think
you need the tears. Like, John didn't cry when he proposed to me. I think he was nervous because he did it in front of my family.
Oh, my.
We were sitting around the table at Easter. If you've listened for a while, you may have heard this story that he was nervous. And at the dinner table on Easter, he proposed in front of everyone.
Wow.
No tears.
I think a tear or two is necessary.
I think a tear or two is necessary from the bride who's ever getting proposed to.
I think it should be a two-way
it's kind
street.
Of like, I'm not saying it's wrong if you
no.
do. I just don't think I need the tears.
Like I like
you're saying, what did you say yesterday that
I said if I walk down the aisle and there are no tears, I'm going to turn around and walk back until there are.
Do it again.
You better put a handkerchief in your pocket because you better be crying.
Oh my God.
I'm serious.
All right. So I really want to know. I'm dying to know. Like, do you want some tears at your proposal or do you want it, you know, when you're doing your vows? 609-2. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris and the crew, we're talking about how Taylor or Travis Kelce admitted that he shed a couple of tears when he was proposing to Taylor Swift.
I think it's sweet. I think it's necessary.
A couple of tears is sweet.
And necessary.
Blubbering.
I like the blubbering.
He wants snot coming
make
from his
nose. Make me feel important. And you shouldn't hold back because that does make somebody feel important. Like, guys don't typically show as much emotion. And I know that's a stereotype, but they don't show as much emotion as women do.
Well, that's that exactly. And that's why I don't want a lot of blubbering and crying all the time because then it's not special.
See, it makes me feel
occasionally a few tears. Great.
See, it would make me feel special because like what really moves a guy like that besides like a fantasy football draft? I don't know. Like that's what my fiance cares about is fantasy football.
All right, let's go to the phones.
We have Liz and Ben Salem on the line. All right, what do you think?
Well, I actually don't like the idea of men crying during proposals. I mean, my husband sobbed when he tried to propose and we were in public. It was really embarrassing. He couldn't even speak. I was thrilled, but it was kind of he really couldn't get the words out. So I really think men need to be stronger, suck it up, get themselves together no matter what and how their emotions are going and just say the proposal or say what's on their mind. Leave the tears to somebody else.
No. I've also seen, like I said before, I've seen some really fun proposals where they're just so happy and it's just like so uplifting. Like, oh my God, they're so happy. They're laughing. They're hugging and he's throwing her, you know, around. He's spinning her around. I'm like, that is so fun and so cute. I'm like a fun girl. You know what I mean? I don't know if I need it to be overly emotional.
You're telling me in your little Hallmark movies that people aren't crying when they propose? And you know you're loving it.
They're really not gushing tears.
Really?
It's more of like fun stuff or like...
I guess in Hallmark, yeah, everything's lighthearted and fun.
Yeah. So I want that's a little more lighthearted and fun than sobbing emotional. That's all.
I just want my fiance to be moved by everything that I do.
I don't
like move to tears. I do.
She wants me sobbing.
I really do. Actually, there are people in the app chat who are agreeing with
me.
Yeah, Alexa in Bordentown is saying, I want my boyfriend to absolutely sob when the time comes. I agree with you. Yes, absolutely.
I'd be like, spit it out. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Come on.
That is true.
Get it together.
But it makes for a good picture. It does.
Very first cell phone free bar opened, and we want to know if you'd go. It's Chris and the crew, 8:32. We're not walking in there.
Yeah, so apparently it's in D.C., and you're supposed to lock your phone up while you're inside so you can focus on a conversation, community, and being present.
And I get that. I do.
I do.
A lot of people just cannot control themselves on their phones, but me included sometimes. Although when I go out, I'm usually pretty present.
Me too. Like, my phone for 90% of the night is face down on the table.
Yeah, like, how are you going to call your Uber if you don't have your phone?
But that's what I'm saying. And also...
Or how are you going to check in with your partner? Or like if you have kids, like you're not going to be away from your phone.
But also sometimes there's drama when you go out. Yeah. Like last weekend there was drama with my friends and it was happening. It was unfolding right in front of us. I had to pick up my phone and text somebody.
No, you just had to.
Whoever was across the table, I was like, are you seeing this right now? Like sometimes it's necessary, you know?
Well, and also a safety thing now. Like you're checking up on your friends and stuff.
But also, as like a woman too, like I don't like going to the bathroom alone.
Totally
if I'm
agree.
In a bar, like I even if it's a small place, I don't care. I like to bring my phone.
I'm with you on that.
You never know. What if I trip and fall in the bathroom stall and I break my leg or my ankle or something? I don't know. I know it's very extreme.
Well, things happen to you when you start drinking.
Things happen.
Yeah, I know.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So after the Eagles Chiefs game on Sunday, Taylor and Travis went out partying. God, you'd think if they played a whole football game, they'd be exhausted, right? And
true.
Travis was kind of mad during that game. He threw his helmet, you know what I mean? Because they lost. But they were spotted at Patrick Mahomes' 30th birthday party at Pat and Trav's new steakhouse in Kansas City. It's called 1587 Steakhouse.
Yeah.
It actually looks really nice.
Yeah, no,
it's a little
does.
Swanky. It looks really cool. Kane Brown was there too. He posted a picture on his Instagram of all of them. We've got it up for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So Nick Cannon just opened up about his 12 kids with 6 different women. In a new interview, I think he's in therapy because he's like coming to conclusions that this may not have been the greatest idea. Anyway, so he's now saying that having all those kids was a response to trauma.
Oh.
and admits that he was being careless and frivolous.
Oh,
I know. You don't. I hope the kids aren't hearing this, but he said that at the time he was like at the height of his fame, so he had money. He said he had access to whoever he wanted, and I mean, he's admitting all this.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, oof.
I know.
You know what I mean? So Coachella was just announced. Weekends of April 10th and April 17th. I know, Jonna loves this
I've
stuff.
I've always wanted to go to Coachella.
I know, me too. Tons of stars there. Justin Bieber and Sabrina Carpenter are headlining.
I have chills.
I know.
That could be awesome.
This is huge for Justin.
Yeah.
He hasn't been around in a long time.
He hasn't really toured at all.
The trailer for Love is Blind Season 9 is out. You can go check it out. We've got it posted for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. October 1st is when it's dropping. Netflix. And just found out, we're just getting notifications now that Hollywood icon Robert Redford has died. He was 89 years old. Oscar winner, heartthrob. Ask your grandma. I'm sure she had a crush on him. He was in a ton of movies. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
All right, so how do you get things going with your crush? It's Chris and the crew, 909. Always here to give you some relationship advice because, you know. We're the experts.
Of course.
Not.
Yeah, seriously.
No, I saw this online, and it's actually very interesting that they say there's, you know, it's a good idea to have some warm-up questions ready. And you know, I've told you this, Gianna. Even when I'm meeting my friends for dinner, on the way there or leading up to it, I will think of conversation starters.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, though.
I will always have stuff in my mind like, and sometimes it's just that I don't want to forget to talk about these things with them, but I will always have like a pre-done set of questions or topics ready to go.
Yeah.
So these are what relationship experts say. These are the warm-up questions that help you learn like more about your crush, build that connection, you know, in like a natural way.
Okay.
Some of them may seem boring, but this is the way you're finding out good information.
Okay.
Where did you grow up? People love talking about where they grew up. Have you ever noticed that?
That is true.
Well, I mean, I do.
Chris, you know what? Chris does this all the time. Like anytime it's like, well, I grew up in a small town, in a farm town, in Cranberry.
She knows it.
I know. It's like.
I love my hometown of Cranberry. Cute. It's the best place ever. And it's I love cute. Telling everyone about it. I will talk about it for hours and hours and hours. So you'll get to see like what kind of bringing up did he have? You know what I mean? Like that's a good way to start.
True.
The next one is what's the best compliment you've ever received? Because that way you're going to see what's important to him.
That's actually a good idea.
Or her.
Yeah.
Are you a morning person or a night owl? That makes a big difference.
That
to
is
see whether
true.
You guys are going to mesh or not. You know what I mean? This is an interesting one. And actually, Gianna, I'm curious to see your answer for this.
Okay.
What's the what's your favorite app on your phone?
Instagram.
I thought you were going to say TikTok.
I've kind of leaned off TikTok more so. I'm more into Instagram Reels right now. Mm-hmm. I can scroll for hours. But yeah, I would say Instagram.
Okay. What about where do you stand on reality TV? Because there's some people who just trash it all the time.
And I can't stand for that.
Right?
I have no time or patience for people like that.
So you've got to figure out if your crush is meshing with you on this.
Yeah, no, or also if you don't like reality TV, just leave me be and let me watch.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.